birds, God and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. While I see in such mean estate, where rocks and ass are feeding, good Christian fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. Nail spear shall pierce him through, the cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. Raise, raise the song on high, the virgin sings her lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary. The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a corn. Yeah.
Good evening. Welcome to Amherst Baptist Church. It's so good to have you with us for our Christmas Eve service. Likewise, it's good to have you guys who are online to join us. We're live streaming because of the continued issues with hospitalizations and so forth, but it's so good to have you here with us. Many of you I can almost see in the darkness, but that's good. It's good to have you with us this evening. This evening we come to the completion of our Advent preparation, the preparation for our celebration of the first coming of Jesus Christ, his birth in Bethlehem. And so as we prepare to light the Advent candles tonight for this last time in 2020, we come to the lighting of the Christ candle. We've been studying 1 Peter in our church services these past 8 weeks, nearly, and each time we see that the themes of Advent, hope, peace, joy, and love, appear in the book of 1 Peter, that letter of the Apostle Peter to the believers who have been scattered around the world, just like us. And so in 1 Peter, we had very early in chapter 1 this idea that God, because of his great mercy, according to his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope. Into a living hope that comes through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The resurrection of Jesus from the dead. And it is this Jesus that we celebrate tonight. The hope that he brings because of his sacrifice. We further learned of our redemption and our salvation. That Jesus had died on our behalf, said he suffered for our sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, that he might reconcile us to God, that he might bring us to a point of being at peace with God. Hope and peace. And this salvation, this redemption that he brings is so certain that Peter tells us that we can rejoice with inexpressible joy. And so we have the lighting of the joy candle. Inexpressible and glorious joy as we realize that Christ has accomplished what he came to accomplish, and that is what we will celebrate this evening. As we consider God's great grace for the peace that he offers to us, for the joy that he brings to us, for Christ's sacrifice on our behalf, we see all of these things as a celebration and an expression of his love. His love for us and his call for us to love one another earnestly, to seek peace and pursue it with one another, to live in community. And Peter has talked about all these things, telling the church how to live and love together. And so tonight we come to the Christ candle. Throughout our study of Peter, we've seen confirming and affirming and parallel passages in the Apostle Paul, from James, from the author of Hebrews, and also from Jesus Christ himself in the author in the writings of the Gospels. The things that Peter says are the same things that Paul says and James says. This consistency of God's message, the consistency of God's plan, again, is what we look to celebrate tonight. We're going to look at God's great and sovereign plan. Peter tells us that our redemption through the precious blood of Christ was destined before the foundation of the world. Even earlier in 1 Peter, he tells us that we have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God. And Paul tells us in Ephesians that that being chosen by God to be in Christ also happened before the foundation of the world. And so tonight we're going to look into the Old Testament. We're going to hear several passages in the Old Testament that tell us what's coming. And then we'll hear passages from the New Testament that show how God fulfilled his purpose and his plan. This great and sovereign plan of God to build us into a spiritual house, a chosen nation, a people for his own possession. It's always been his plan to do that. So tonight, as we listen to God's scripture read out, not a lot of comment about it, just what does the word say? What will happen? What does the word say? What did happen? So as we light the Christ candle, I invite you to prepare your hearts to hear and prepare the eyes of your mind to see what God has done for us. The plan for your redemption, your salvation, your hope, your peace, your joy, your love, all of those things being fulfilled. that you might glorify and praise God for all that you've heard and seen, as the Lord has made known unto you. So we light the Christ candle, this celebration of his first coming, as we look forward to his second coming. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for your great grace, your great mercy, according to which you have given us new birth into a living hope, into an inheritance, into a salvation through faith that you protect through your power, the certainty of that salvation so that we can rejoice with exceeding and inexpressible joy. Lord, we come to you tonight to worship you. We come to you tonight to hear your word proclaimed to us again. Let us hear it, perhaps as if it were for the first time, that we would really see what it is you've said, what it is you've done, and how you've called us to yourself. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Genesis 12:3. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
Genesis 17:19. God said, No, but Sarah your wife shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his offspring after him.
Genesis 28:14. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
Genesis 49:10. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until tribute comes to him, and to him shall be the obedience of all the peoples.
And looking at how the word of God is fulfilled, this Old Testament prophecy we just heard, Acts 3:25 through 26 states this: You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your fathers, saying to Abraham, In your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. God, having raised up his servants, sent him to you first, O Israel, to bless you by turning every one of you from your wickedness. Will you stand with me and let's sing Joy to the World? For our God has brought forth this Son with a purpose, to call us to himself and to bring joy to this world.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive the King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs implore, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the the glory.
Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Micah 5:2. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days.
Hosea 11:1. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son.
Again, we hear from the Old Testament what God planned to do, and we hear from the New Testament what God has accomplished. Luke chapter 1, verses 34 and 35, and Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God."
And we also see in Matthew 2, 4 through 6, the assembling of all the chief priests and scribes of all the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. And he told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will be shepherd of my people Israel.'" Matthew 2, 4 through 6.
Matthew 2, 14 and 15. "And he," that's Joseph, "rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, 'Out of Egypt I called my son.'" Matthew 2, 14 and 15.
Let's remain seated as we continue to sing, "O Little Town of Bethlehem."
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep.
Isaiah 9:1. "But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the latter time, he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations.
Isaiah 9, 2 and 3. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nations. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil.
Isaiah 9, 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Isaiah 9, 7. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to hold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Again, the fulfillment of God's great sovereign plan. Luke 2, 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Luke 2, 8 through 15 says this. In the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and in the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you, and you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with them a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us."
Luke 2, 16 through 20, and they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known the saying that has been told them concerning this child, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Let's pray. Our Father, our hope, our joy, our very peace that surpasses all understanding, the love of our lives, the one who pours his love upon us. Lord God, we adore you tonight. And setting aside all else, Lord God, we choose today to focus upon you, upon your first coming. And even in that, Lord God, we hear of the second coming, of you coming back for your people. We thank you for the great sovereign plan that you have unfolded from generations and generations gone by, and how you have come as you promised, as you were told of, so you came. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are a God who fulfills his promises. And so today, Lord God, we, your church, we who have gathered here tonight, we say thank you. We say bless you. All glory is yours. All honor and power is yours. And even as we think of you today as coming as this child, it is no wonder that you are today adored and glorified because of the great works that you did thereafter. And so today, Lord God, we again give you honor and glory. All be yours. In the name of Jesus. Amen. As we close out, and we're going to start our candle lighting here and share in a few moments together. But just to wrap this all up, if you will, and put a little bow on it, if you will, there is this sovereign God that we have been speaking of, that we have been adoring these last weeks as this church, Amherst Baptist, but also here tonight in these songs and in our focus and even in the decoration of our place here today, in the images that you have seen, it is all meant to lift up and adore and even commemorate this great God of ours. And so as we have heard the words from even as old ago as Moses wrote down thousands of years ago from us, for sure, 2,000 years before Jesus showed up, it began to be spoken of. And we think about that and how it has unfolded, and all we can do is we can sit back and think, what a great sovereign God we have who has all the plans to unfold. And he's got it all in his mind and his heart and how he is going to bring forth his great kingdom. And how does he do it? He does it in such an amazing and subtle, perhaps, but startling in another way when you think about it, in a way that should shake us a bit. The God of all eternity, who was the Word and was Creator God, steps out of eternity and wraps himself in flesh and allows himself to go through the process of being a human, fully God and fully man. And in the midst of that, and that impossibility, if you will, in the middle of that impossibility, we have to ask ourselves, why? Many, many faiths and religions that are not Christian look at this and they say, that is beyond comprehension, it is beyond what any God would do. And I say, absolutely, except for our God, the one true God. He rewrites all the books. He's got it all beforehand so that he can just unfold it to us in such a beautiful way. It makes no sense to us in our human terms. In fact, the cross that stands behind me here, the Bible says it is foolishness to those who don't understand it. And so is the manger. What a foolish way, what a precarious thing to do with yourself as God, to lay yourself down into this world as a baby who cannot care for himself, is completely reliant upon mother. So tonight, as we continue to praise and worship our God, let us remember that baby is the eternal God who always was and always will be, and he gave himself here to live this life so that we may find salvation, so that we may be filled with the hope, that we may be filled with peace, that we may be filled with his joy and with his love. And as we go from here outward, even to our families or wherever else we do in the next 24 hours and beyond, let us really concentrate on that one question. Have we really allowed his hope and his peace and his joy and his love to infiltrate our very lives? Think about your last couple of hours, maybe your last couple of days. Have you been stark raving, going all crazy, getting upset, getting frustrated, going out of your mind? Or have you had a time to just kind of settle in? If not yet to this point, let this next few minutes be a time just to take a breath, relax, and enjoy the adoration of our God as we lift him up and he fills us with all these great things. Let's pray once again, and then we will begin to light. And we'll ask that you stay tonight in your family groups for obvious reasons. I won't even get into because it's trite to think at this point. Stay in your places, and we will come to you, and you can light your candles as family groups, okay? So, Father God, once again, we do lift you up, adore you. We thank you that you are God, the very Messiah, the Christ who has come to save, that you are here with us tonight. By your Spirit, by your greatness, Lord God, we know that you touch everything in our lives. And so I pray that tonight, Lord God, once again, you'd be glorified in this place, in this time of choral singing and the light of the lamp. Lord God, we know that you are truly the light of the world. We bless your name in the name of Jesus. Amen. So why don't you stand? We're going to keep, we're going to ask you that you would keep your candles upright. And as we go, dripping on me. I just got it like a perfect spot right there. Actually, you guys can take care of that. Yeah. It's water. You okay? Wanna bring those lights down? And let's sing this together.
Silent night, holy night, all is come, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. He who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the field abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with man is now residing, yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. O sing, all ye bright hosts of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the hand-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lay his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
It is our pleasure to worship with you, to proclaim the Lord's birth, and to proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Perhaps you've noticed that we left certain lights on the cross. We can't leave Jesus in the cradle, in the manger, nor do we leave him on the cross, for he is at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us day by day. He proclaims to the Father that we, because of his death, are righteous. That is something worth celebrating. That is a God worth worshiping. And so we are pleased to have you here tonight as we consider this baby who died on a cross, who was buried and raised again according to the Scriptures, according to God's plan, according to God's purpose to redeem us for himself, a people for his own possession. And so that is what we celebrate tonight. That is what we celebrate tomorrow. I pray that that would be what you celebrate with your families. Not gift-giving necessarily, not being together with family necessarily. Those are good things. Those are wonderful things of celebration and of acknowledgement of the gift God has given, but they are only a small part and not the most important part by any means. But it is the baby Jesus, our Savior, our Redeemer, our faithful Creator. And so as we go from this place, I pray that your hearts would be turned to him, your eyes would be on him, and that we would glorify and praise God for all that we've heard and seen that the Lord has made known to us.
We know that it's not just a small thing that particularly this year of all times that you would come out and take this time to be together at Christmas Eve. And so we again want to thank you, and we cherish these times. We would, as a family, the Napolis, we would hate to not be able to be together with you in some form or fashion on a Christmas Eve. That is one of our favorite traditions, followed only probably by the next. And we gave our kids an opportunity to say that they wanted to opt out of Christmas morning, and you know, this would be a year that we could take a break and such. And as a family, the kids particularly, voiced that we will be here tomorrow to worship and to open up this next season of life, 10 o'clock tomorrow. We would welcome you to join us. There will be Lord's Supper as a part of our fellowship. It's again from just 10 to 11 o'clock, just a time to put our foot down and say, we prioritize this. We love to be together in your house, O Lord. And so if you and your families or you as individuals want to come, we welcome you at that time. And so let's close in prayer and then be on our way. And we'll blow out the candles together and we'll bring the lights up, okay? Father, once again, to you be the glory and the honor forever and ever. Amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.